A few weeks ago, Pastor Larry Balthus says the park across the street from the Manchester Baptist Church was full of kids hunting for Easter eggs.
We call it the hunt, and these kids were there and, you know, participated. And
when he says these kids, Balthus is talking about three children, two now dead, all shot yesterday before dawn. Authorities say they believe 43-year-old Rick Smith of rural Morgan County broke into their home around 4:30 Wednesday morning. Though he was also armed with a rifle and hunting knife, Illinois State Police Lieutenant Colonel Todd Kilby says he used a shotgun to shoot an infant, two other children, and three adults at close range.
Two bodies were discovered in one bedroom, two other bodies in a second bedroom, and the adult male was located in the hallway.
The Scott County Sheriff confirms the victims killed are Joanne Sinclair, who was 66, her 23-year-old granddaughter, Brittany Lynn Luark, James Roy Ralston, who was 29, and two of Brittany and James's children, one-year-old Brantley Ralston and his brother, five-year-old Nolan Ralston. An autopsy confirms Brittany was pregnant. A final victim, however, did make it out alive after her shooter's apparent change of heart. Police say after shooting a six-year-old girl, Smith put her in the hands of a neighbor. The girl, believed to be Cassidy Ralston, is in a Springfield hospital. After the slaying, Smith fled in a white Chevy Lumina. Kilby couldn't say where he went or what he did the next several hours, only that just before 7:30, police spotted him about 7 miles outside of Manchester. After a high-speed chase, he shot at them. They shot back. Smith was wounded, and shortly after 10 a.m., the suspect was dead. Colby wouldn't give any possible motive or connection other than to say,
"We know there was an acquaintance between the victims and the shooters. We're still exploring that relationship."
But in a small village like Manchester, rumors and possibilities are running rampant. Nearly everyone knows either Smith or the people he shot. Julie Hardwick lived next door to them, one apartment over in the Scott County Public Housing Complex.
"The little kids, they're lovable. I mean, you couldn't ask for a little better kids. They was just, I enjoyed having them around because I live by myself. And I just don't know what I'd do if it was my grandkid."
Hardwick works as a dishwasher at a cafe in a neighboring town, Whitehall. Manchester itself has no restaurants, no shops to speak of, just the park with its playground, two churches alongside it, and the connected village hall and post office. Less than 300 people live there. Ron Drake is the village president.
I was appointed to a position in 2002 when our previous village president passed away, and I can't get out of the job.
He's also Rick Smith's uncle. The two weren't close.
Not that close. Like I said, it's been 2 years since I talked to him last time.
When was that? What was that for?
He wanted to borrow a tool.
Still, Drake, who says Smith is his wife's sister's son, says he was devastated when he learned his unemployed nephew was the suspected shooter. He says Smith's family had no warning, no idea. They didn't notice any signs. Authorities say Smith's previous criminal record includes a conviction for reckless homicide related to a DUI and a sundry of charges for drugs and writing fake checks.
And we're just going to have to ask the Lord to help us and press on.
In my opinion, Boston Massacre is about the same as this.
Glenna Pruitt's one of several Manchester residents I met who says she's praying not only for the victims and their relatives, but also for the shooters.
When you have a small community where people live their entire life versus in a city, everyone knows everyone. So it's not going to just affect one person or one family. It's going to affect this entire community.
Something like this happening in small town America, says Rodney Havens, shows nobody's immune from these things. Havens has lived in Manchester since he was a kid. He's now raising his own children there. The murders have left him asking the same questions people anywhere and everywhere ask after a tragedy.
What do you say? You know, what do you offer up to the families that had to go through this? You know, I think everybody's probably more in shock. How did it happen? Why did it happen here?
Questions that, no matter what unfolds, police's ongoing investigation won't be able to definitively answer. I'm Amanda Vinicky.